Earth Day certainly means a lot to many environmentalists and activists. But what does it mean to the average person? We talk with residents from a half dozen neighborhoods around Erie County.
Earth Day is about planting more trees.
I think alternative sources of energy are the way to go for the future.
On Earth Day, what I do is, well, I do it all the time, is I pick up my neighborhood. I pick up, you know, everything and anything, especially come spring.
I don't know about Earth Day.
I mean, to me, Earth Day is like every day.
On Saturday, one of the region's largest shopping centers will be home to an event that showcases ways to protect the environment. Think recycling, solar power, sustainable housing, green transportation, and other environment-friendly initiatives. Paul Maurer is coordinating the 9th annual EnviroFair.
We'll have all kinds of eco-charities there, sustainable organizations. We're going to have a solar exhibit from CIR Electric.
There will also be displays that highlight environment-friendly cleaning products, energy-saving light bulbs, even some hybrid cars. Maurer is convinced more people are paying attention to environmental issues these days. He believes much of the interest has been fueled by the climate change debate.
Whether it's something that's real or people, you know, are, of course, throwing arrows at us saying that, you know, it's not an environmental change, well, we really do think there's something major going on to cause all these calamities all over the world. And so there's a big, big interest in sustainability.
Even those tattered clothes that have been haunting your cramped closet can be fodder for helping the environment.
We're going to do a whole recycling of clothing at this event where the Erie County Environmental and the Coalition for Recycled Goods are going to be there, and they're going to be taking in clothing that can actually be recycled into other products as well. So don't throw out clothing even. Recycle it at the Walden Gallery at the Buffalo Enviro Fair.
The event will be held from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Meanwhile, some residents interviewed by WBFO say they're all for renewable energy. For example, John of Buffalo is hoping solar panels will become more popular.
They're kind of expensive, but obviously they're good for the environment. They're probably worth the extra money.
We talked with Maurer about the affordability issue.
Now, when we talk about sustainability and some of these other eco-friendly issues, a lot of people translate that as, oh, it's going to cost me more money. Too expensive. Don't even talk to me.
Well, and that's why there are incentives, actually, for a lot of this stuff. The government is smart in that they have given a lot of different incentives for people to invest in solar energy so that your upfront costs are mitigated over a longer period. And geothermal, which actually is going to also be at the mall, we're going to be showing off that as well, is a great way to go because you're really using the coolness of the earth to actually heat your house.
Maurer is also chairman of ReTree Western New York, but it's not only environmentalists who recognize the importance of Earth Day. Leroy of Buffalo says he believes everyone should be more careful when it comes to the environment.
We only have one Earth, so we have to protect that Earth that we have.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.